Schools in every part of Florida had to close at some point in recent weeks due to four hurricanes. Some students have missed so many days they will get extra time to prepare for the test the state uses under the federal No Child Left Behind Act. Many students are struggling to catch up academically and emotionally. Amy Tardiff of member station WGCU reports.
In Charlotte County, the area hardest hit by Hurricane Charley, six schools are too damaged to be saved. Their students are in double sessions at undamaged schools, including Meadow Park Elementary. The halls are lined with boxes of new books for the students using this building in the afternoons. Charley destroyed their school and nearly everything in it.
Ruby, where's your clock? Catherine has hers.
In Carol Robbins' early session, third grade class, the arrangement is stressful.
Come on, guys, we are pressing for time after lunch. You know this one.
Time is today's math lesson.
We need to be able to tell time. Why do we need to be able to tell time? Carlos?
In case if the time you need to go work and you're running late.
Hey, yeah, that's a really important thing.
Telling time is on the math portion of the Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test, or FCAT. Third graders will take it this winter. Results determine whether they advance to the fourth grade. The results will also help determine the school's grade. Those that score Fs can be penalized. Schools that do well get extra money. These kids have missed 14 days since the first hurricane. So Robin says it's been challenging.
We had to restart the math series. After the original storm, Charley, we were off for 2 weeks. I started the math book all over again because I really want them to have the continuity to be ready for FCAT.
Hoping to ease the stress, Governor Jeb Bush is allowing districts that missed more than 5 days of class to take their FCATs 2 weeks later than normal.
This schedule allows the flexibility to districts that need it while providing students and parents and schools the results as soon as possible.
Parent and PTO President Dana Waltz is pleased.
I'm happy with the two-week delay, for any delay, so that we can help our kids prepare.
But not everyone feels Governor Bush's waiver goes far enough. Mark Pudlow is spokesman for the Florida Education Association Teachers Union.
I think that the governor could probably call his brother up and say, can Florida have a year's waiver on this? Not because we don't want to meet the standards, but because, you know, the state has gone through so much.
Pudlow says teachers have been running on adrenaline, but they're now crashing with stress that will likely last all year. Hardy County Superintendent Dennis Jones has seen that firsthand.
I have had rock-solid veteran employees break down in tears, you know, simply when you walk up to them and say, hi, how you doing? The psychological trauma and the weariness is a very real thing.
All four hurricanes passed through Jones's rural inland district. The U.S. Census says Hardy County has the highest poverty rate for school-aged children in the state. 2,000 homes were destroyed. It has a large migrant population, and now, with 70% of the fruit crop ruined, many families are out of work.
Under normal circumstances, demographics such as that makes student achievement a difficult thing. To ask them to come into the classroom and perform at a high level is, I don't think, a fair thing to ask them at this time.
So Jones is asking state officials if his district can avoid making up the 17 days it missed. And he says it should not be punished for the grade students get on the FCAT.
We'll take the FCAT, and they're welcome to score it. But we want to be ungraded for the 04-05 school year.
He wants people put before policies. The Palm Beach County School Board agrees. It will ask other districts to join in a State Superintendents Association request to delay the FCAT statewide by at least 3 weeks and not grade schools at all this year. If the governor won't listen, they'll take their plea to state lawmakers before a special legislative session this fall. For NPR News, I'm Amy Tardiff in Fort Myers, Florida.